USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
With mass shootings soaring under the Biden administration, Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the need for gun control on CNN's State of the Union.
We have to codify, that's a fancy word for make permanent, make the law that we agree we should have background checks. That's just reasonable gun safety laws. We should have an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of people quickly. They are weapons of war, and Congress has to act.
Harris says there's only so much that the president can do through executive order. Police are asking for tips after a three-year-old boy was shot and killed at a birthday party in the Miami-Dade, Florida area. Elijah LaFrance dying from his injuries after police were responding to a disturbance at the party. A woman also injured at Saturday night's shooting. Police are offering a $5,000 reward for tips leading to the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Some more revelations into the man who ran the biggest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history.
Bernie Madoff, the subject of a new book by Jim Campbell called Madoff Talks, uncovering the untold story behind the most notorious Ponzi scheme in history. It's based on 400 pages of letters Madoff wrote to Campbell from prison. Campbell tells CBS News Madoff was much more open with him than with his own sons.
He's writing a guy that he's never met, 6-7 page single-spaced letters, and he sent a letter to Andy and his fiancé partner, one sentence, I'm so sorry, Dad. Not even love.
Campbell calling Madoff a monster and a financial psychopath. Madoff passing away in federal prison over a week ago at the age of 82. He victimized 16,000 investors just in the U.S. and over 700,000 worldwide. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Hollywood is rolling out the red carpet for the 93rd Annual Academy Awards at L.A.'s Union Station. Start time 5 p.m. Pacific, televised on ABC. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressional Republicans pushing their infrastructure plan that focuses on roads and bridges.
Senate Republicans this week unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that is limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. Congressman Jason Smith says Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on a plan that pays for physical infrastructure projects. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the GOP's proposal does just that without imposing an extra burden on the working class.
It is about roads and bridges. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats should be able to work together in making sure that we fix our crumbling roads and bridges. But we definitely don't need to do it at the expense of the working class. And that is what we have to pay attention to. The proposal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer brought forward will be a spending boondoggle at the expense of working class. And we can't have that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Officials in Indonesia say a ship sunk, killing all 53 crew members. The missing submarine has been found. It's been broken into at least three parts and buried deep in the Bali Sea. Army and Navy officials saying Sunday, Indonesia's president sending condolences to the relatives of the 53 crew members. Rescuers finding items including a life vest that they believe belonged to those aboard the vessel, which lost contact on Wednesday as it prepared to conduct a torpedo drill. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.